BBC News with Jonathan Izard. United Nations investigators have accused government forces in Libya of war crimes and crimes against humanity. The UN mission said Libyan opposition forces were also guilty of abuses. Imogen Folks sent this report from Geneva.
The 90-page report is most critical of Libyan government forces, who, the investigators say, have committed acts including murder, torture, enforced disappearance, and indiscriminate attacks on civilians. What's more, it continues, the consistent pattern of violations suggests they were planned and ordered by Muammar Gaddafi and members of his regime. But the report also raises concerns about Libya's opposition forces, saying that acts of torture and cruel treatment, while not as numerous as the abuses carried out by government troops, would also constitute war crimes.
The Syrian authorities have announced a full inquiry into the death of a 13-year-old boy who has become a symbol of the continuing uprising against President Bashar al-Assad. The move follows international outrage after video footage, apparently of the boy's body, appeared on the internet. Jim Muir reports from Beirut.
The boy went missing after a demonstration at an army barracks near Daraa in the south at the end of April, where there was shooting and deaths. Activists say Hamza was captured and tortured to death, and that his mutilated body was handed back to his family 4 weeks later. The official version is that he received 3 fatal gunshot wounds during the incident and died on the spot, and that there was a delay in handing over his body because he was not identified. Nonetheless, Hamza's death has become a cause célèbre. It's taken off in the media both inside and outside the country, and the regime is now scrambling to minimise the damage.
Sepp Blatter has been re-elected unopposed for another 4 years as president of football's world governing body, FIFA. The vote went ahead despite efforts by the English Football Association to force a postponement over allegations of corruption. Alex Capstick is in Zurich.
It was an overwhelming show of confidence in Sepp Blatter. FIFA has been ravaged by a swirl of corruption scandals, but its members, the 208 national associations, have decided to stick with the man who has led football's world governing body for the last 13 years. Earlier in the day, he promised a series of reforms designed to make the organisation more transparent. One of them was a change to the way World Cup hosts are decided. In future, they will be chosen by the entire membership rather than the 24-man ruling executive committee.
A court in Austria has convicted 3 Chechen men of involvement in the murder of a fellow Chechen who was gunned down on the streets of Vienna 2 years ago. The victim, Umar Israilov, had previously accused the Chechen president, Ramzan Kadyrov, of involvement in torture and had lodged a complaint with the European Court of Human Rights. An Austrian police report before the trial accused Mr. Kadyrov of ordering the crime, an allegation the Chechen leader has denied. World News from the BBC. The Organization of American States has voted to readmit Honduras, which it suspended nearly 2 years ago after the then-president, Manuel Zelaya, had been forced from power. Mr. Zelaya returned from exile to Honduras on Saturday after Venezuela and Colombia helped broker an agreement with the country's current president, Porfirio Lobo. Mr. Zelaya was deposed by the Honduran military in 2009. An official in Pakistan's intelligence agency, the ISI, has taken the unusual step of publicly denying the agency's involvement in the murder of an investigative journalist, Salim Shahzad. The unnamed official is being quoted by Pakistan's state media. He tells journalists to refrain from baseless allegations against the intelligence services and warns of possible legal action. Earlier, a journalist who was among hundreds of people who attended Mr. Shahzad's funeral in Karachi said it was important to find out if the ISI was involved.
All the circumstantial evidence points towards our own intelligence agencies, that they are somehow complicit in it. And even if they are not, it's their responsibility to trace Salim Shahzad's killers.
Mr. Shahzad recently published an article suggesting links between Al-Qaeda and Pakistan's navy. Health officials in Germany say there's been a dramatic increase in the number of people infected by an outbreak of E. coli that has killed 17 people. More than 1,500 people have now contracted the infection, most of them in the region around Hamburg, and the source of the outbreak has still not been identified. Scientists say the strain of E. coli involved is particularly virulent. The organisers of the London Olympics next year have defended their ticket allocation system after hundreds of thousands of people who had applied to see events were told they'd not been successful. Many tickets were allocated by ballot, and applications vastly outnumbered availability. The men's 100 metres final was oversubscribed 25 times. The chair of the London Olympic Committee, Lord Coe, insisted there was no fairer way of allocating tickets. BBC News.